And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back. Once again, you're listening to the Crusader postgame show. Our postgame sponsors include Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with Tim Daggle, Peter Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, the final in that girls' game, 68-42. Tom, we switch gears a little bit now, and it should be one of the better games in the state tonight as the Crusaders and Wolfpack come into the game both undefeated and ready to rock and roll. Maybe the biggest test for both these teams here early in the season.
Yeah, agreed. And, you know, with Western, it starts with Van Regemorter. He's been around forever. And
he's only a junior.
Well, he's a tough matchup. I mean, his brother's out at, I think, Morningside this year, his older brother. But Caden has been around. He's a 6'3 junior that has been their leading scorer the last 2 years, I believe. He's a tough matchup. And, you know, Tuesday night against Sergeant Bluff came and took it to a five-point game, really a game that was, you know, nip and tuck up until the last minute. They did some things defensively to really slow us down, and it's going to be interesting to see what Western will do. The old days of Jim Eakoff, Western would throw, they have their little kamikaze press lineups. They'd run 2-3, 1-3-1, they box and one. Did it? I mean, they have the gamut. I don't know if Derek is quite, open with his defenses and running those kind of things, but, he's also a disciple of Coach Jim Eakoff, so you're going to see a lot of the same things.
Well, they'll go deep in their lineup. You're going to see a lot of bodies there. Yeah, we haven't switched over yet. In Van Regemorter, you're going to see one of the better players in the state, though. He was a stud when he hit the floor as a freshman, and he just continues to get better. And he's got a new group with him, but some of these kids have been there for a while. Harberts is a good player. Mantle, we saw last year, obviously. Caleb Dalman's a nice player. Carson Moratt, that whole starting lineup can put the ball in the basket. So it should be a good one here in game number two. Crusaders coming off kind of, you know, the SBL game on Tuesday, really Crusaders were just a little bit flat. Couldn't hit the perimeter shots. Sergeant Bluff kind of dared them to shoot the three. We weren't really effective there. Maybe didn't get the inside strength that we probably should have in that game. But, the biggest thing is they found a way to win 50-45. But the performance has got to be a lot better tonight.
Yeah, if put it this way, that's not going to be good enough against Western Christian. But that also, I don't want to take anything away from Sergeant Bluff, because like we said, we knew going into that game that Coach Adam Vanderskaff would have his boys ready. But, you know, Western, this summer, I know they had a good summer. Last year they didn't shoot the ball quite as well as traditional Western teams had. And I know that was a point of emphasis. I know they were in the gym a lot this summer. And when I saw them play out at United Sports Academy, and they looked like they were ready to return to the state tournament and compete for a state championship again.
So you're listening once again to the Verity Group pregame show. Our other pregame sponsors, Wilmus Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation, Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. We're going to take it back to the studio for a few more advertisements from some of our great underwriters here on Catholic Radio. When we come back, we'll put the closing touches on the pregame and get ready to rock and roll here. We got a good one coming here in game number two. It's the Crusaders and Western Christian here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with the Knights of Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas. With long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights of Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than two dozen shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. Two magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, to our listening audience, wherever you may be. We're getting ready for game number two tonight here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as the Crusaders, undefeated on the season, take on an undefeated Western Christian Wolfpack team. You're listening to the Verity Group pregame show ahead of tonight's ball game. Our other pregame sponsors, Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation, Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Big thanks as well to Luis Torres back at the studio for keeping us rolling tonight. As always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Tom Betts. I'm Bob Geary. It's great to have all of you listening tonight. About 3 minutes before our starting lineups and opening tip here, as here are your starting lineups tonight. First of all, for the Western Christian Wolfpack, they're coached very well, in fact, by Derek Kaiser. Derek's been on staff and in that head coaching role for several years now and has done a fantastic job up there continuing the great tradition of Western Christian basketball. The starting lineup for Western Christian looks like this. Number two, Carson Moret. He's a 6'3 junior, averages 12.4 points a game. Number 22 is Caleb Dauma, a 6'1" senior. Caleb averages 7.5 points a game. Number five is Tyler Mantle. He's a 6'1" senior, averaging 9.4 points a game. Number 11 is Urchin Harberts. He's a 5'11 senior, averages 6.5 points a game. And their big stud inside is number 24, Caden Van Riggemorter. You're going to hear his name a lot tonight. He's a 6'3 junior, averages an even 18 points a game. You'll also see a lot from Landon DeSteiger, a 6'3 sophomore, and Lane Mason, a 6'3" junior. That's the first two guys typically off the bench for Coach Kaiser. So it's going to be Moret, Dauma, Mantle, Harberts, and Van Riggemorter in that starting lineup for Western Christian. For your Bishop Heelan Crusaders, a lineup we've seen all year, number 12, Brady Schultz. Brady's a 6-foot senior, averages an even 5 points a game. Number 15, Quinn Olson, the 6'2 senior, averages 13.5 points a game. Number 22, Sean Schaefer, a 6-foot senior, averages 10.6 points a game. The big man in the middle for the Crusaders and the leading scorer for the Crusaders is number 23, Matt Knoll. Matt's a 6'7 senior, averaging 23.2 points a game, one of the leading scorers in the state of Iowa. And rounding out that starting lineup is number 24, Bo Chamberlain. Bo's a 6'3" senior. So an all-senior starting lineup for the Crusaders. Off the bench, you're going to see, first and foremost, Charlie Von Dreiger. Charlie's a 6'5" junior, averages 4.5 points. On the season, Western Christian averages 74 points a game. Heelan averages 66. Tell you what, when they get it inside, these teams both capitalize. Western Christian from two-point zone shoot it at 61%. The Crusaders at 52%. From the arc, the Crusaders a little bit of an edge there, 36% to 33%. And Western Christian, as you might guess, very good from the free throw line at 75%. Crusaders at just 56%. Really, is the Crusaders maybe haven't been as efficient as they can be, and that's at the free throw line.
Yeah, and I think a lot of it is just taking their time when they get there. We've seen this here that they're rushing their free throws, maybe not using legs, and I think that's something that over Christmas break you'll spend a lot of time on.
So once again, you've been listening to the Verity Group pregame show. Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware has joined Verity Group along with Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. They are your pregame sponsors. We're going to take it back to the studio while they go through starting lineups here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. When we come back, we'll have tonight's opening tip. It's Crusader basketball on Thursday night, a special Thursday night special edition here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Once again, a big welcome to all of you joining us here for tonight's coverage. A nice crowd has filtered in on Thursday night to watch the ball game. Western Christian always travels well, and we should have a good one here. The home folk have come out good here, Thomas.
Yeah.
And we're ready to rock and roll. Two good teams, lots of energy in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Should be a fun one.
Great Thursday night doubleheader, and way to kick off a good weekend of basketball.
Absolutely. The boys will be back in action tomorrow as they take on Caledonia down at the Tyson Event Center. That'll be tomorrow evening. Again, we will not have coverage of either of those games this weekend. Our next coverage will be on Tuesday night when the Crusaders make the short trip over to West High to take on the Wolverines. So here we go, ready to rock and roll. Jumping is Moret versus Noel. Crusaders control the ball to start the game here. They're going right to left on your radio dial in their home whites here. Western Christian opens up in a man-to-man defense. Matt Noel up high, left wing, going to come off a pick, now turns it down, takes it left wing, kicks it high. Nice defense by Western Christian. Chamberlain kicks it over to Schultz. Now corner Schaefer. You'll see Schaefer in the corner a lot with that ball. He's working against Harberts. They give it to Noel. Noel with a nice runner there. Good key finish. Matt Noel with two.
Great little backdoor. Good patience as Western gets out. And they're going to try to run, and Van Rigmotor turns the ball over.
There comes Schaefer coming in. We're going to see a block foul right away there. Nice job by Sean Schaefer forcing the issues. That foul's going to be whistled on Mandel. That's his first. And I believe they're going to send Schaefer to the free throw line. They called a non-shooting foul.
I think that had to be on the floor, I would think.
Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Fibercom, as well as Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates. Crusaders are, in fact, going to trigger from underneath their own basket. Looks like Western's going to maybe hang. No, they're going to stay in that man-to-man defense. They give it to Olsen in the corner. Olsen's trying to find Noel down deep, but nothing going. Schaefer instead settles for the three. It's a little short. Van Rigemorter with the rebound. They kick it up, and Harberts runs the floor and gets the finish.
Wow, that was Urshan quite a finish. Harbert. He shifted from left to right hand midair.
Well, and his sister showed that kind of speed in that first game. Urshan Harberts with the basket there. 2-2 here, 1 minute into tonight's ball game. Crusaders working against that Western Christian man-to-man. It's Chamberlain with the three off the mark there. Bo had a pretty good look off the down pick. Couldn't get to fall. And here comes Van Rigemorter. He kicks it up off the hands of Mantle, but it stays in the hands of the Western Christian as Van Rigemorter calmly strokes the three down from the right corner.
Western's got a little bounce in their step tonight. And I know the Crusaders, two of their first three shot attempts being from the arc, I'm not a fan of.
There's Quinn Olsen, picks his dribble up near the free throw line. Schaefer corner. They tried to get inside to Noel and then threw it away. Here comes Western Christian. They got the lead here early. They're trying to add to that. Nice drive by Van Rigemorter. It's off the mark, rebounded by Matt Noel. Here comes Noel. He's going to push it. These are two big men that can push the ball up the floor, and it's going to be an and-one opportunity as Matt took the rebound, took it coast-to-coast, got the finish and the and-one opportunity there. That foul's going to be whistled on Tyler Mantle. That's his second already. And Matt's going to go to the line to try and even the ball game up at 5-5. 5-4 here early, Western Christian over the Crusaders, 6:03 to go here in quarter number one. Staber meets the Sioux City Bandits. Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center are our other first quarter sponsors as Matt Noel hits that free throw. Now Western Christian for the first time setting up their offense, working against the Crusader man-to-man defense as Van Rigemorter kicks it right wing as they kick it inside and have the ball stolen. Nice job there by Schultz, and here come the Crusaders working up the right side. Matt Noel directing traffic. He drives baseline right, kicks a corner. Extra pass, Schaefer, three, good.
There you go, that's good extra pass. That's a good three as Crusaders go up 8-5.
Caden DeAger has checked into the lineup for Western Christian. A Western Christian now. Van Riggenmoeder deep. It's off the mark. Rebound by Quinn Olson. I'd like to see Quinn get a little more involved in the scoring tonight. Schaefer pushes it hard up the right side. He's cut off by Van Riggenmoeder. And up high, there's going to be a hack foul on Moret, as he fouls Quinn Olson just above the top of the key. 8-5 Crusaders here. 5:09 to go in quarter number one. As Schultz, Brady Schultz is going to trigger the inbounds in from underneath or from next to Western Christian's bench. He hands it off to Matt Knoll, and now Bo Chamberlain's going to set the offense up high. Schultz in the corner, left corner, nothing going. They're going to spin the ball over to the right side. Schaefer back to Schultz. Schultz open three. It's off the mark and rebounded by Western Christian as they nearly throw it away, but it's tipped out of bounds by the Crusaders. As you can tell, Western Christian wants to really push it up the floor, Tom.
Yeah, a little bit almost like the Heelan girls. And early on, Van Riggenmoeder with, I think, 3 3-point attempts, which, you know, really is not historically his game, but maybe something it's become a part of his arsenal.
Harbert's up high. They kick it right corner now with the ball is Murad in the corner. Nothing going. He's going to spin it back up high to DeJager. Van Riggenmoeder to Harbert. Harbert drives, kicks out, corner three is off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Matt Knoll. Matt's going to spin it up the floor quickly and nearly has it stolen. Now he's going to take it deep and dunk it. Well, that's kind of impressive.
Yeah, Matt's he's come out ready to go tonight.
And Western Christian throws the ball away at the other end, trying to make something happen quickly as the Steiger is going to check into the ball game. Again, they just keep bringing those 6'3" players in at you. Crusaders with the lead. They've doubled up Western Christian here early, 10 to 5, 4:13 to go under Security National Bank scoreboard. Western Christian in that man-to-man. It's Quinn Olson kicks up to Matt Knoll. Now they kick it left wing. It's Schultz. He's got a clear out. Now spins it all the way across the court to Quinn Olson. Quinn, a couple dribbles off the high pick. Nothing going there. Has to kick it back to Schultz up high. 12 seconds left on the shot clock. A good defensive possession by Western Christian. They kick it into Quinn. You like to see him get it that deep. He kicks it up high. Schaefer, three. Good. Nice field, nice possession there. Sean Schaefer, he had a nice game Tuesday night. He's come right back with 2 3-pointers early. 13-5 Crusaders. Crowd's getting into it a little bit here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. There's Harbert. Spin move on Schultz. Fade away off the mark. Rebound Knoll. And this time Matt's going to walk it up the floor and set the Crusader offense up as he takes it behind the dribble, crossover, kicks corner. Bo's three is just off the mark there. Chamberlain had a good look off the inside out, just couldn't get the fall. At the other end, Van Riggenmoeder takes it in coast to coast, and it's going to be an and one.
That a reach on Schultz.
You know what I like about Caden Van Riggenmoeder, he makes the game look really easy. I mean,
he
plays at such a smooth tempo.
Yeah, he's, as you would say, cerebral.
Yeah, he's a nice ball player. Again, that foul is going to be whistled on Brady Schultz. That's his first as we get a substitute coming into the ball game for Western Christian. That's number 25. That's Lane Matson.
As the Crusaders get Charlie Von Dreger in and... looks like Landon Block also is going to check in for the Crusaders. Landon's going to get Mr. Bo Chamberlain a moment here.
Van Riggenmoeder completes the traditional three-point play. He's got 6 of the 8 points. Crusaders up 13-8 here. 3 minutes left in quarter number one. Premier sponsors for quarter two are Fibercom and Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates. Charlie with a nice kick inside. And boy, I tell you what, Quinn had a good look. Couldn't get it to fall, but there's going to be a foul call. It's going to put Quinn at the line. That foul's going to be whistled on Caden DeJager. So DeJager gets his first foul, and it's going to put Mr. Olson to the line to shoot a pair on the year. Quinn is a 64% free throw shooter. Let's see if we can build on that a little bit. First one's up and in. He'll get one more. 14-8 here. 2:53 to go on your Security National scoreboard in quarter number one. And much as we expected, it has been
kind of a track meet.
Pretty much a track meet. I don't think that 35-second shot clock is going to come into play much tonight, Tom.
No, I don't think so either.
Second free throw now by Quinn. Free throw is up and good.
Yeah, it's a good start to see free throws going in, too.
Schaefer's going to pick up Harberts as he brings it across midcourt. They swing it over to Moret. Corner to Mason. As number 23 to Steiger with the ball, back to Harberts. Van Riggenmoeder lifts and just off the mark, but an uncontested rebound there. Carson Moretz has had nobody around him, got the putback. That's a deuce, 15-10 Crusaders, 2:24. Matt Noel with the drive, another put, and right now he's just kind of physically imposing his will off the dribble.
There's times where I wonder if teams do any scouting whatsoever, because if there's one thing you can't let Matt Noel do is get going with a head of steam downhill, and teams that haven't had success allow that.
Harbert's had a point blanker and missed it. Ball goes inside to Quinn Olson. Now outside look for a Noel. It's off the mark. Harbert's with the rebound. Here comes Western Christian. They trail 17-10. 1:52 to go here in the first quarter. Nice fast break by Western Christian as they get the easy look there. It's Landon DeSteiger with the basket. 17-12. Kind of a little defensive meltdown there by the Crusaders here as Matt Knoll's going to walk it across midcourt. 1:35 to go here in the first quarter. It's been a good one for the Crusaders as Schaefer lifts from the corner. Charlie with the rebound, then rushed the putback, didn't get it. And here comes Van Riggenmoeder. He's going to push coast to coast. Corner three, blocked out of bounds by Quinn Olson. Nice defense, Quinn, on the recovery.
Yeah.
Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitson Associates, Saber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and the Bargain Center have been your first quarter sponsors, and it's been an exciting first quarter at that. 17-12, 1:20 left in the quarter as Western Christian gets set to inbound it. Once again, they'll bring some fresh body in. This time it's Hillbrands, Noah Hillbrands, a 6-foot junior that's going to check into the game. Tricking the ball inbounds will be Lane Mason. And ball's going to go up high. Western's going to start the offense over. There's a long one by Moret. It's off the mark. A long three rebounded by Quinn Olson. Nice defensive possession for the Crusaders. As the Crusaders get in the attack mode, there's going to be basically 1 minute left here in quarter number one. Noel hands it back to Quinn. Quinn working off the high pick. Thought about the three. Now he's going to drive, spin, kicks back. Noel, three, lifts, miss. And here comes the rebound as Western Christian, as they like to do, they release guys very early, so you got to be hustling back on defense. Nice move there by Moret. Lots of contact, no call, no foul called as Van Riggenmoeder drives in, kicks it out. Defense by Crusaders is pretty good. Three-pointer off the mark, and it's going to be rebounded by Western Christian. A little more hustle by Western Christian there. There's a nice steal.
Great play there by Landon Block on the skip pass, stepping up to intercept that.
Crusaders now with the shot clock off. 20 seconds left in quarter number one. They lead 17-12 with a chance here to grab that last basket of the quarter and clean up what's been a pretty good quarter for the Crusaders. They are cornered to Bork, up high to Noel. 5 seconds left. Noel's going to drive in, put it up and in. What a quarter for the 3A All-Stater there. Yeah. As 11 points for Matt Noel in that quarter. The Crusaders with the 19-12 lead after one stanza here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Big thanks to our first quarter sponsors as always. We're going to take it back to the studio when we come back. It's quarter number two. Tonight it's a Thursday night special edition of Crusader Basketball on Catholic Radio.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic Radio station.
Welcome back, everyone. Tom, I need a breather after that.
I know.
As we like to call it back in the day, a little helter-skelter. It got up and down, man.
That was helter-skelter, and that was Mr. Matt Noel. 11 points for Noel, 20 or 6 for Schaefer. That's a two-man show right there that I guess Western's going to have to come up with a new game plan.
Caden Van Riggenmoeder with a typical quarter for him. He had 6 points to lead Western Christian. Western's going to have the ball to start the second quarter. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand. Other second quarter sponsors, Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mesa, CNOS. Western with the ball. Van Riggenmorter drives, double pump.
Wow, that was a heck of a move, wasn't it? That was a little 1978 Dr. J.
Came off that left wing, went under the basket, double pump, flipped it up back over his shoulder and made it. 19-14, first bucket of the quarter belongs to Western Christian and their outstanding junior Caden Van Riggenmorter inside.
Oh, wow.
A nice pass in. There's that early release and the layup. You got to get back when you play Western Christian. They're on a 4-0 run here to start the quarter. They've cut that lead back to three at 19-16. Quinn Olson had a great look early here, and he's going to get another look as he goes right up Van Riggenmorter, spins and goes up and misses it. And then kind of out of frustration, commits a backcourt foul there. First foul on Quinn Olson as the Western Christian crowd comes to life. 7:07 to go here in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders 19, Western Christian 16. And I think it's a nice substitution by Coach Matt Hahn there.
I think it is too.
A little frustration by Quinn. He missed a couple of short ones there and committed a foul. And Charlie Von Drager checks into the ball game now. Here comes Western Christian. They're on a 4-0 scoring run here.
And a hole there on Schultz.
And on Brady, that's going to be his second foul. First team foul of the quarter. 1 minute, 1 second into quarter number two. The Crusaders lead 19-16.
Well, Quinn was out for 3 seconds, and he'll check back in for Quinn for Brady Schultz.
And it looks like he'll probably run the point guard for the Crusaders. It's with the ball into the corner. It's Dalma. They kick it inside. Nice rebound there by Matt Hahn. Matt Noel, not only has Matt had a big night offensively, he's also got a lot of rebounds already. He kicks it left wing to Quinn. Quinn had Schaefer for a second, posted up. Now Quinn gets a open floor. Now he's going to kick it right side Schaefer. Schaefer coming off the Olsen pick, goes deep, stops. Nothing going there. Kicks it back to Quinn. Pump fake, go. Charlie Von Drager three.
Oh,
off the mark.
Halfway down.
Good little look off the inside out look. Here comes Western Christian. You can't leave him open. He's going to back it down.
A tie ball game.
Caden Van Riggenmorter. It's a 7-0 run to start quarter number two. And what was a 19-12 lead is now a 19-19 tie here. 2 minutes into quarter number three. Matt Noel now working against the Western Christian defense. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to the Crusaders. Crusaders got to find a way, Tom, to get some other people involved in it right now.
We've been saying this for a few, as Coach Hahn's going to call timeout. We've been talking about this, that we rely on Matt for a lot, but we've got to get other guys involved.
30-second timeout, so we're going to keep it right here. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand, our other second quarter sponsors, Schramm Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and our friend Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. On your Security National Bank scoreboard, we're right back where we started, all tied up. 19-19, 5:57 left here in quarter number two. Remember, we're back on the air on Tuesday night as the Crusaders will travel over to West High School for a doubleheader. Got to draw something up here out of that timeout, Tom, and get a decent look. Actually, we've had a couple decent looks. Quinn Olson had some looks inside, just didn't get him to fall early. And Western Christian isn't going to stay quiet very long.
No, they're not. And it's obvious Van Riggenmorter has added the three-pointer to his arsenal because he's certainly shooting that with confidence. And that's a tough matchup. You've got two of the best kids in Northwest Iowa going head-to-head.
So here come the Crusaders now on their attack, and they're moving right to left on your radio dial. Matt Knoll's going to take the ball up between the circles, kicks it over to Quinn on the right side. He's got Charlie up high. Von Drager now with a couple left-handed dribbles, nothing going. They're trying to set up a little high-low here between Chamberlain and Quinn Olson. Chamberlain backs it off. 2 seconds left on the shot clock. Knoll's got to put it up and misses it. Ran that shot clock down to two, and Matt had to throw up kind of a wild shot here. Here comes Western Christian, chance to take the lead. They're on a 7-0 scoring run here. They run a backdoor play, stolen by Bowe. Nice job, Chamberlain, there on the steal. Here come the Crusaders pushing across the timeline. Kick it left wing to corner. Charlie Von Drager. Charlie's been kind of pushed into action early tonight with the two fouls on Brady Schultz. Quinn's got it on the baseline. Quinn, take it right at him there. Kate, he's guarded by Van Riggemorter. A couple pump fakes, fade away, misses it, and nice rebound there by Van Riggemorter, and he's going to push it himself. Kicks it left wing. There's an open three off the left wing, off the mark, and the rebound's going to be controlled by Weston Christian. Good hustle there by Harberts. Open three, right wing, off the mark, and once again, Matt Noel goes up over everybody to grab the rebound. Yeah. I got to believe he's got close to double digits in rebounds already to go along with his 11 points. Crusaders have yet to score here, 3.5 minutes into quarter number two. They kick it in to Noel, and he's going to be fouled, and he's going to go to the line to shoot a couple, I think. That foul's going to be whistled on number five, Tyler Mantle, and that's going to be his third, if that, in fact, is the young man they whistle.
One player that's been getting some time is Pierce Connolly. Pierce sprained his ankle in the junior varsity game, so he's in street clothes tonight. So, Coach, as Matt misses the first free throw, Coach Hahn going with some different substitution rotations as Cannon Borkel check in for Charlie Bondreger.
Matt Noel missed that first free throw. He'll get one more here. The Crusaders still looking to find the twine for the first time here in the quarter, and that one's good. So that breaks that 7-0 scoring run, puts the Crusaders back up 20-12. Western pushes up quickly off the free throw, as they like to do. Up high, they kick it now left wing. Van Riggemorter off the left wing, drives, probes, gets deep, and gets fouled.
Yep.
He's going to get two.
Two shots there, foul on. First one on Matt Hahn, or Matt Noel, I'm sorry.
I got you doing that, don't I?
Yeah, you do. I'm listening to you too much. We wish we had Matt Hahn playing for us.
Absolutely. Matt Noel with that foul. It's going to be Van Riggemorter going to the line to shoot a pair. And you don't want to foul this young man. He's 16 for 19 on the season. He'll shoot a pair. Make that 17 for 20. He's right at 85% on the season. Just one of those really good-looking ball players that he's going to have an amazing amount of points at Western Christian in 4 years once he's out of there. Second free throw is up and good as well. Nothing but the bottom of the net for both of them. That's the Western Christian lead, 21-20 here with 4:10 to go in the second quarter. It's been a 9-1 run for Western Christian here to start the second quarter. Crusaders kick it in to Quinn Olson, back out to Bo Chamberlain. Bo's going to move it from left to right. Bork spins it over to Noel. Noel left wing extended, corner Schaefer. They try and get inside. It's tipped away, and it's going to stay in the hands of the Crusaders, but only seven seconds remain on the shot clock. And once again, the Western Christian's making the Crusaders go deep in that shot clock.
Yeah, and we're trying to get the ball inside to Quinn, and it's really almost taken us some time as
nice feed, high-low to Bork.
High-low, Bork with the layup.
Kenny Bork with the deuce. Nice feed there by Matt Knowles. They flooded out to Matt, and he dropped it down on the high-low entry. Crusaders reclaim the lead 22-21, and Western Christian throws it away. So Crusaders now with a chance to build on that one-point lead here, 3:27 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 22, Western Christian 21. Not quite the high-scoring game to match the pace. As Noel working against Van Riggemorter. Good defense there by Caden. As Schaefer is going to try and kick it inside, and ball's tipped out of bounds there. They tried to get a little isolation on that right side with Schaefer and Noel, but ball's kicked out of bounds. Once again, halfway through the shot clock, 17 seconds remain on the shot clock. Crusaders will inbound under their own basket. Looking for a pop here. Matt Noel gets it about 17 feet. Hands back, Quinn Olson, three. Quinn's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Western Christian, but they throw it away. Good hustle. Quinn Olson getting the backcourt steal. Here comes Quinn bringing it across midcourt. Let's see if we can get something fast here as he drives the lane. Gets his left hand, gets contact, and gets to the free throw line. Really nice job by Quinn.
Yeah. And you're right, not a high. I think at this point in the girls' game, the Crusaders are about 47. So a little bit different pace of the game. I mean, good pace of the game, just buckets hard to come by.
Lane Mason with that foul. It's going to put Quinn Olson to the line tonight. Quinn is a perfect 2-for-2. Let's keep that going. misses that first one a little hard off the back of the rim. 2:49 left here in quarter number two. It's the Crusaders 22, Western Christian 21. Our premier sponsors tonight for our second quarter are Light Forms and Keller Williams, the real estate agent, Tammy Bertrand, as Quinn Olson misses both of those from the charity stripe. Here comes Western pushing it quickly. It's Moret, gives it back to Harberts. They're going to spin the ball over. There's an open three off the mark. Just about got an open look there for Van Riggenwater, but the Crusaders corral the rebound. Here they come. Schaefer kicks it up to Chamberlain. Let's see if we can get Bowen in the scoring column here. Olson thought about the three. He's going to spin it over to Noel. Noel working against Van Riggenwater. Spins, goes to his left hand, and gets a nice finish.
Yeah, big time move there.
Here comes Western. They kick it up the left side quickly. A short jumper's off the mark. Rebound there by Schaefer. Crusaders are going to slow it down. They're up three, 24-21. 2:05 to go here in quarter number two. Chamberlain with the ball left side high. Kicks it corner to Bork. Bork takes it in to Olson. Olson's got a little bit of size mismatch there. He spins, gets that right hand, and misses an easy one again.
He's really
had some really good looks.
Yeah,
just couldn't get the call.
That's just not him.
There's Van Riggenwater, baseline jumper off the mark. Cannon Bork with a nice rebound. Cannon's giving some nice minutes here for the Crusaders off the bench. You wonder sometimes if guys like Quinn Olson had had that long football season, maybe just need that Christmas break that's coming up here next week.
Yeah.
There's Noel with a Euro step. Missed it. Fouled his own shot. Missed that. Fouled it again, and it's tipped out of bounds.
Matt Noel's trying, but I just don't like the way it's just become a kind of a one-man show where a lot of guys standing around watching.
SRAM Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barclay Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Mesa, CNOS. Join Light Forms and Keller Williams Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. 1 minute, 14 seconds to go, and we're going to see a short timeout taken by Western Christian. Gives us a chance to take a breath here. 24-21. We're going to take it back to the studio for a 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have the end of quarter number two. Crusaders up three. We'll be right back.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For four generations, serving the Tri-State area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks. Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. It's game two of the doubleheader. Girls with an easy win in game number one. Boys in a tight one here with Western Christian. 1:10 to go here in quarter number two. Eland 24, Western Christian 21. Stay with us at halftime. We're going to be joined by Darren Coolstrill. He'll kind of tell us and give us a little State of the Union on the girls program and what's in store for them this weekend as they take on Estherville Lincoln Central. For now, though, Western Christian coming out of the timeouts, working against the Crusader zone. They get it in deep and having some trouble there. They kick it back outside. Halberts with an open three, and he knocks it down. Urchin Halbert with his first three-pointer of the night. He's got five. That ties the ball game up at 24-24. 45 seconds left on the game clock. 25 seconds left on the shot clock. It's Noel with the ball. He kicks it inside. We're going to see a foul whistle there. Going to see who that's going to be on. It's going to be on Halberts.
Yep.
That's his first. Just the third team foul for Western Christian. So basically it's going to game clock and play clock are going to be about the same, 35 seconds each. So Crusaders, should they choose to, can go for the last shot here of the quarter. We're all tied up at 24-24. Crusaders led 19-12 after one quarter of play, but a 7-0 run by Western Christian to start quarter number two tied the ball game up, and it's been back and forth ever since. Last shout out for our second quarter sponsors: Dr. Ryan Misasinos, Barclay Asphalt, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Rubber Docky, Service Master, Siouxland, SRAM Electric, and Real Estate Agent, Keller Williams, Real Estate Agent Tammy Bertrand join Light Forms as our second quarter sponsors. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors. We underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. As the Crusaders are going to trigger it inbounds, looks like Western's going to stay in that man-to-man here for the final portion of quarter number two. Crusaders look like they're content to try and get that last shot of the quarter. We're all deadlocked at 24 as Bo Chamberlain's going to dribble up high near the midcourt. They kind of bluff a double team at him. Back to Bo, 13 seconds to go. Now Matt Knoll kicks it over to Bo. Left wing, Schaefer, three, up high. It's a little bit strong, rebounded by Western.
A little too early.
5 seconds to go, 2 seconds, half-court shot by Western.
Oh,
just off the mark. Man, I tell you what, Caden DeJager had a good look there from half-court, but after two quarters of play at halftime here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it is Western Christian 24 and Bishop Heelan 24. The Western Christian outscores the Crusaders 12-5 in that second stanza to deadlock this game. As much as we expected with two quality balls, it is a we'll take it back to the studio. When we come back, we'll have our Dave Pepin Real Estate halftime show, where we're fortunate enough to be joined by Coach Koolstra, and he can talk a little bit about the girls and how things are going with them and what they got in store for them this weekend as Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio. Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We're at halftime of tonight's nightcap, tied at 24 as Western Christian takes that second quarter 12-5 to pull even with the Crusaders. So we're right back where we started, all tied up 24-24. We'll talk more about the boys' stats here, but we're pleased to be joined by girls coach Darren Koolstra. And Darren, nice start to the season, 6-0. A lot of new people. Tell us a little bit about how you feel about how things are going, and then I want to spend a few minutes talking about what you're going to see Saturday.
Yeah, we do have a lot of new faces, and it just kind of took us a little while to get going. We played some really tough opponents early with Lewis Central and Sioux City East, and we had to have a little different game plan than because, you know, we just had a lot of new faces with that 1-3-1 zone defense, and we just had to work on it in practice a little bit more, and we felt that, you know, the main goal was in those two games was to take away the three-point shot, and we wanted to go a little more man-to-man. But, I think the girls are starting to gel a little bit. They're starting to get used to playing with each other. You know, we have a lot of new faces, like we mentioned, but you know, we graduated a lot of seniors from a year ago. So with that being said, I think, you know, every day in practice we're just getting better and better. And, you know, we're getting a bunch of wins right now, but we got a tough one Saturday.
Yeah, you got to be pleased, Darren, with especially the development of your bench. You can tell some of those kids coming off the bench, the girls like Kleiss and Glass, that are getting more comfortable with things. And as you know very well, as fast as you guys play, you know, depth is important. And I tell you what, there were times tonight where we were looking at three freshmen out there. So you got to feel pretty good to be, you know, unblemished at this mark of the season and playing the type of young kids you are. But great leadership from the likes of, you know, Maddie Demke and obviously
Brooklyn Stanley.
Brooklyn Stanley, yeah. And, you know, that's you got that stability. Abby Lee's just been rock solid inside in all facets, almost a triple-double queen here.
Yeah.
But tell us a little bit about Estherville-Lincoln Central. We're not going to cover that. We've got some conflicts, so we can't cover that on Saturday. But if fans are going down there, we've been, you know, bragging this game up. That's two really good ball teams.
Yeah, they're, I think, currently they're number 4 and 3A, and we moved up to number 6 and 4A. They're a team that's done a lot of really good things over the last couple of years. They were state champions a couple of years ago with a bunch of freshmen on the team, and now they're juniors. And you know, they graduated a few players from last year, but they can get out and go. And the Stokes girl is probably the best player we're going to see all year. She's in the open court. She's as good as it gets. And, you know, she makes all five players on the floor that much better. She can dish, and she can kick it out. She can score. She can do it all defensively and offensively. So we're going to have to really, really be focused on containing her and not let her get out in the open court.
Well, it's going to be a test, Darren, on that 1-3-1. And, you know, you've really dominated the guard play throughout the first part of the season and created a lot of turnovers, a lot of easy baskets. But, you know, with the quality guards they have, it's going to be different. But that's, you know, that's what you're looking for. And you've intentionally, and we've applauded you on this. You've built tough schedules. You want to put these girls through things, and it's certainly paid dividends as you get to the end of the year, and I think this is a classic example of that.
Yeah, we need this game. And, you know, we got a few teams in our conference that are pretty highly competitive that will prepare us for it. But we want to play our best basketball at the end of January, beginning of February, and into tournaments. So, you know, this will help us get there. Win or lose, we're going to get better from it. And that's the way we kind of look at things when we schedule.
You know, always in December you're looking at, you know, as a coaching aspect, nothing's ever good enough. I mean, what are some elements of your game that you guys are really focused on and improving?
Well, believe it or not, I've never been a defensive guy, but without Coach Donaldson here, I've turned into a defensive guy. And, you know, we really focus. We probably go more 70% defense and 30% shooting, and that's probably why we didn't shoot the ball real well the first part of the year. But we're getting some shooting in now and a little bit more offense. But our defense is our focus, and then rebounding. And defensively, our goal was to take three-point shooters away and straight-line drive layups. We felt that's what beat us last year. You know, when we had our troubles last year, it was straight-line drives to the hoop and wide-open threes, and we got to take those away.
Well, I've loved the fact, too, that you're making a conscious effort to get into Abby Lee at times. And early on, the timing wasn't quite there, but that's gotten better. Obviously, you got a really special freshman in Melina Snoozy. She, the ability to go either way and, you know, yeah, and that quick jump shot she has, she's going to be fun to watch the next 4 years.
Yeah, sure, shots going in. You can post her up. She can do a lot of things, and she's got a lot of offensive skills, and she's going to be a fun one to watch. We're excited about it. She's a great teammate. She doesn't play like a freshman. No. You know, she's playing like a junior, senior already.
Well, when you run a 1-3-1, your keys are really the ability to put point guard pressure and to have that baseline runner. And you got two tailor-made kids for that in Brooklyn Stanley and Maddie LaFleur. Maddie's not going to stack the stat sheet, but she does so many little things there. And running that baseline back and forth, wow, what a weapon to have.
Yeah, she works hard. She's one of our hardest workers. You know, at the beginning of the year, we had about 3-4 girls that we were thinking about starting on that fifth spot. And Maddie just kind of separated herself, and you know, when you're winning games, you don't want to make too many changes, and But she's really comfortable, and she knows her role. She knows, she might even be shooting 100% on the year. But she doesn't have to shoot it. She knows that, but she knows she needs to be tough, and she needs to be a rebounder. And I think she kind of compares to her dad that way.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's a great start, Darren. It's fun watching them. Best of luck on Saturday. Let's get a W and finish off with that West High on Tuesday and going to that Christmas break.
You bet.
In strong shape. Congratulations, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Darren Koolstra, the head coach of the Bishop Ealing Girls. That interview went a little longer than I thought it would be, so we're going to take it back to studio for one 30-second spot. When we come back, we're ready for quarter number three. You've been listening to the Crusader Halftime Show, premier sponsor Dave Pepin Real Estate, Mollard Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, the Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Fund, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists. We'll be right back for quarter three.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org, staugustinemission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School sports. Go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We start the third quarter. Matt Noel with a baseline jumper and Bo Chamberlain with a three. Two possessions, five quick points for the Crusaders, and Western
and
turns it over.
Good start for the Crusaders.
29-24 here as we get rolling in quarter number three. Crusaders with their third possession. Nice feed inside to Quinn. Quinn wins. He gets two. Quinn Olson, a quick 7-0 run, has pushed this to a 7-point lead for the Crusaders, 31-24. Here's Western trying to attack that Crusader man-to-man defense. It's Mort with the ball, kicks it over to Van Riggemorter. He's off the mark. Rebound, Matt Noel. Matt's going to push it up and now slow it down. Let's see if we can build on that 7-0 run here. Matt Noel with a 12-foot baseline jumper, Bo Chamberlain with a three, and then Quinn Olson with a two inside, and Bo hits another three.
How about that? Where'd that come from?
A 10-0 run by the Crusaders has them up 10 here to start quarter number three. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish and Lawler Fixtures. Tom, I want a little of that Gatorade they had at half.
Well,
they came out smoking.
I was talking to somebody up on the track here about, hey, we've got to get Bo Chamberlain going. You know, we got to get him involved. And boy, he stepped up, and two big threes by Bo. I mean, no hesitation, and that's what we needed to see. We talk a lot about the first 2-3 minutes of the third quarter. Well, we checked that one off the box.
Real quickly, Matt Noel with 16 points, Chamberlain with six, Schaefer with six, Olson with four, Bork with two for the Crusaders. For Western Christian, it's Moret with four, Helberts with five, the Steiger with two, and Caden Van Riggemorter, their all-stater, with 13. But the Crusaders, in the midst of a 10-0 run here, have pushed a 24-24 halftime tie to 34-24, and let's keep that rolling.
Yeah, the good timeout by Derek Kaiser. See what he comes out with. Crusaders will pick up man again.
So Western Christian empty on their first three possessions of the quarter. Here comes quarter number four. They're going to get in the hands of their all-stater, Caden Van Riggemorter. Hands back to Helberts. A team that shares the ball pretty well. Van Riggemorter really doesn't dominate the ball possession much as he takes left baseline. Good defense. Kicks it out. There's a drive and pitch. Nothing going on. Good defense by the Crusaders here as driving is Dama. And ball is going to be a shot clock violation here pretty quickly. if they don't get it up, they do get a long three. And, oh, my goodness.
He buries that
at the buzzer.
That's a tough one.
Kalen Dauma with the three there. Great defensive possession by the Crusaders for 34 seconds. But Dauma hits the three at the shot clock buzzer. And here come the Crusaders up by seven, 34-27. Chamberlain had the three, faked it back to Quinn Olson. Quinn's three is off the mark and rebound by Halberts. Quinn thought about it, brought it down, then went ahead and shot it. And now Western Christian with the ball back as Moret goes inside. Great move, left-handed finish there against Sean Schaefer.
He's got a little Quinn Olson in him. You know, he likes that just to post up and kind of use old-school Kevin McHale moves.
Carson Moret now with five, and a 5-0 run by Western Christian has cut this Crusader lead in half, 34-29. Quinn gets the ball stolen. Now here comes Western trying to build on their run. As they get it deep in the hole, they get it up and they get it in. That's Mantle with the deuce there.
10-0 run one way, 7-0 run the other.
4:32 to go here in the third quarter. John Schaefer's going to bring it up. He's working against Halberts. They kick it over to Chamberlain, who's kind of got on fire here in the half. They get a corner to Quinn. Quinn pump fakes. Now he's going to step back for a three. It's off the mark. As Moret gets the rebound, Western trying to continue that 7-0 run they're on as they go deep, and they're going to get free throws there as Caden Van Rigamorter took it deep, and Matt Knoll is going to foul him. That's Matt's second, and it's going to put the put Van Rigamorter at the line where he's almost automatic as he's shooting at 87% clip on the season.
Are they calling did they just call a goaltend?
Trying to figure out here. And they did. Wow.
Okay. I didn't see it.
So the and one, and he makes it. So
10-0 run to 10-0 run. How about that?
And we've only played 4 minutes of the quarter here. So the first 2 minutes belong to Heelan. The second two belong to Western Christian. Let's answer that. Crusaders now kick it inside as Van Rigamorter is going to tackle.
Yeah, that was a good call. He had Matt wrapped in the post, and I like the Crusaders going back in, you know, looking to get Matt in the post. As Charlie Von Drager is going to check in for Quinn Olson.
That's Van Rigamorter's first foul of the night. Again, Matt Knoll with two fouls to go along with his 16 points on the night. Crusaders are going to inbound situation here, having trouble getting it in. Finally they do. Bo Chamberlain up high, gives it left wing to Brady. He's got Matt Knoll posted up down low. There's a three by Charlie Good.
Charlie. You know what? We needed Charlie Von Drager to hit that shot.
Three three-pointers by the Crusaders this quarter as Western Christian now trails by three, 37-34. This is the kind of scoring pace we kind of expected here as we've seen in the second half. Van Rigamorter, long three, good.
Whoa. He's cerebral.
19 points for Van Rigamorter. Knoll drives, spin, gets held up, and it's going to go to the free throw line. I would just keep attacking Van Rigamorter if they're going to put him on Knoll.
Yeah. Again, I just wish we had more flow.
Yeah.
And it's get the ball to Matt, and kind of Matt just kind of puts his head down and goes.
Matt's going to shoot two here. We're deadlocked at 37. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Folk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures.
I was just going to say, I would have come right back to Charlie Von Drager, a kid that really, I mean, he is a rhythm shooter. And when you see one, and he sees one go in, we need to go right back to him and try to fill that bucket again.
Matt makes one of two there. Crusaders back up top, 38-37. And we were tied at half, 24-24. It's been a scoring explosion here. The first 5 minutes of quarter three as the ball goes inside to Mantle. He's working against Matt Knoll, and we're going to see an over-the-back.
On five, yeah. Young Mantle. Good call. And that's three fouls on those guys.
That's kind of a frustration foul on Matt, on Mantle. He missed an easy one, similar to what we saw earlier with Quinn Olson. Here's Quinn. He's going to bring it across the timeline. 3 minutes left in quarter number two. Quarter three. Crusaders up one, 38-37. Ball's right wing. Schultz. He kicks it now Quinn Olson spins off the baseline, left-handed reverse, good. Let's get Quinn going. He's got
absolutely,
six.
Absolutely, absolutely.
40-37 Crusaders. Here comes Western Christian trying to answer. It's Ben Rigamorter with the ball, working against Noel, kicks it over left wing to DeSteiger. Baseline Mantle. Halberts with the missed three, rebound to Schaefer. Here come the Crusaders now. It's Noel with the ball up high. Brady's going to set the offense up, looking for somebody open. Just barely gets that pass across.
We got a little bit lucky there.
Wide open. Brady Schultz off the mark. We could have used that one. Long rebound pulled down by Harberts, and he pushes it up quickly. They thought about the quick three off the break, decided against it. Now it goes back to the corner. It's the Steiger with the ball. Ball's nearly stolen. Good hustle, and they're going to call Brady with his third foul.
Is that three on Brady?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a block back in. Get my cheaters out here, Coach.
Coach Moody's favorite.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here we go with Western Christian back with the ball now. Two team fouls for the Crusaders. Oh, beautiful drive by Van Rigamorter. Reverse layups off the mark. Quinn with a nice fight for that rebound there. Quinn Olson grabs it. Empty possession for Western Christian. Quinn's going to bring it across the timeline. As Schultz goes to the bench, Landon Block has checked back into the ballgame for the Crusaders. There's an and-one opportunity.
Yeah.
Awesome drive. Quinn Olson's coming back to life now. He's got eight, and he's going to get the and-one opportunity here. And that foul's going to be whistled on Lane Mason, I think. Yes.
I kind of like this lineup out here right now for the Crusaders. It's it allows Quinn to kind of get out of the block a little bit and attack. Unfortunately, that free throw didn't go down.
Quinn's 2-for-5 on the night from the free throw line. Oh, my goodness, a step back and nothing but net from Caden Van Rigamorter.
Well, he's a tough matchup. You have to, because you have to honor the drive, but he has made himself an extremely good shooter.
He's 20, got 22 on the night. 22 of the 40 points for Western Christian belong to the junior All-Stater, Caden Van Rigamorter. Charlie, three, just off the mark. Battled for the rebounds, won by Lane Mason here. Western Christian, they got a chance to tie or take the lead. Van Rigamorter kicks corner. Nothing going there. He's going to back it back out. That's Moret. Now takes it into the lane. Van Rigamorter corner. Three. Off the mark. And Quinn Olson with another rebound. Nice job by Quinn controlling the boards there. One and done for Western. We're under 1 minute to go here. 37 seconds left in the third quarter. 42-40 Crusaders. We were tied at half. Ball goes inside. Nice inside out look, or outside in look as Matt gets it. Had a couple of bunnies. I believe that's going to be foul number three on Van Rigamorter.
They got on 22.
No, they can call that on Dalman instead. So that's Caleb Dalman's first, and Matt Knoll's going to go to the line to shoot a pair. Again, a miss, and I tell you what, you don't want to waste opportunities to score easy buckets here.
No.
We're probably going to get Bork checking in for Matt Knoll here for this last defensive possession of the 27 and a half seconds left here in the quarter. Matt's second free throw is good. And that's, in fact, what's going to happen. 18 points for Matt Knoll. Big thanks to Falk Brothers, Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Mater Dei Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. They were the third quarter sponsors, and what a third quarter it's been. Crusaders 43, Western Christian 40. Shot clock is off, 23 seconds to go as Western brings it across midcourt. You can expect that Caden Van Rigamorter to do something here one-on-one. He's going to be guarded by Quinn Olson. Two team fouls for Heelan, so they can afford a foul here if they so choose, but they back off, let Van Rigamorter nail the three.
Wow, beastly.
And that is going to end the quarter. Bork nearly hit a three-quarter.
Or Olson.
Is that Olson?
Yep.
So after three quarters of play, we're right back where we were at halftime, all tied. It's 43-43 as both teams explode for 19 points in that third quarter. And again, we're all tied up here. We got a good fourth quarter coming up ahead of us for Catholic. We're going to take a break. We'll go back to the studio for a 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll set the stage for quarter number four, Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Coach Betts, we got a classic December game here. This is a good one, I tell you what.
This is what makes high school basketball so good is we say it all the time. We love to cover these kind of games. Two historically good programs and the best players making plays all night.
Van Riggenmorter with 12 points in that quarter. He's got 25 to lead all scorers for Crusaders. Matt Noel with 18. So here they go. Western Christian now all tied up. They get the ball to start the fourth quarter. Here's Van Riggenmorter working against Schaefer. Spins in the middle and gets the lane. And they're going to call a check foul. It's on the drive instead of the bucket there. But what a great move.
Smooth move.
Sean Schaefer's going to be whistled for that foul. And he's a tough guard. A nice fourth quarter brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Western Christian's going to trigger under their own basket now. They run a little stack set here. I would imagine that Mr. Van Riggenmorter would be the focus of this. Is they're going to run a quarter three-point play. Nothing going up high. Long three-pointer. Good.
Whoa, I didn't see that one coming.
Bang. That was Carson Moret.
38% three-point shooter.
He's got nine on the night. Western Christian's back up by three, 46-43. Crusader, you feel like the Crusaders need to answer here. As they had Matt Noel posted up inside. Bo with the ball in the corner. Schaefer gets it up high to Brady. Back to Bo. Bo gets to the elbow. Nothing going. Now they get it into Matt Noel. Matt inside out. Let's hit this, Brady. Bo misses it. Rebound, Western. Here comes Western as Halberts is going to push it up quickly. Nothing going.
And Matt Noel with a steal. How about that? Great.
Matt's going to go one on two here.
Oh, that's going to
be
charge.
A charge, unfortunately. Yeah. Pretty good call there. The guy, the defensive player for Western, anticipated that move, and Matt Noel's whistled.
Is that two on Matt, or is that three?
That's three on Matt.
Yeah, that.
And you got to calm down on that one, Matt. That was a pretty good call by the officials. Western Christian now with the lead, 46-43. Jimmy Johns, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and Five Star Awards and more. Join St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank as your fourth quarter sponsors. Western with the ball in the corner, working a little two-man game. Van Riggenmorter pops out. He's working against Sean Schaefer, kicks it up high to Dalma. Now they take it inside to Moret. Moret's had it.
Yeah, that's
had his shot blocked by Matt Noel. It's going to be a three on Brett, and probably was a good foul.
Yeah, it was a good foul.
Matt Noel was set to go one-on-one at the other end there. Matt Hahn's wondering why it wasn't an intentional foul there to stop the action. Which in the NBA you might get that. But
yeah, you're not getting it here in high school.
No. So here we go. Crusaders down three, 46-43, 6:27 to go on Security National Bank scoreboard as Brady Schultz is going to bring it across the timeline. Goes right wing. Trying to find somebody open. Good back door, Quinn Olson. The ball stripped, and there's going to be a two-shot foul, and that's going to be whistled against Tyler Mantle.
Yep.
That's his fourth. Are they going to give him two shots here?
I believe so, yeah. And this is where Quinn's got to, like I said, bend those knees, put some lift underneath it, give it a chance up there.
So Quinn kind of came to life in that third quarter with 6 points. He's got eight on the night. Free throw is good. He now is 3 for 5 on the night. Or excuse me, 3 for 6 on the night from the charity stripe. Let's get one more here and pull within one. 46-44, Wolfpack. Second free throw is good. Nothing but net. double figures now for Quinn. Here comes the defensive effort by the Crusaders as Caden Van Rigamore is going to bring it up. Kicks it over on the left wing to Harberts. Kicks it back over to Dalma. There's a drive, kick, baseline drive. Nice finish there. Urchin Harberts with two.
Yeah, I thought Dalma got away with the travel, but here we go. A quick transition down. And
That's an easy one there.
Yeah, Van Regemorter, I think, got a hand on that one, Coach.
Here comes Western pushing it quickly. They get deep. There's a block. So the big guys at each end
are making
get
some
the blocks.
Plays. Well, the best players are making plays.
48-45, Western Christian. No three-pointer. Could tie it. He does. This is the way you love it right now.
Yeah, 48-48,
Weston with the ball. Good give and go there as the ball's missed. Got his own rebound. Came from out of bounds. Got a second opportunity there on the three. Nothing going.
We got a hold here on Schultz.
Wow, completely away.
I didn't see any of it. It seemed like the play is already over unless it's just too noisy.
Four fouls on Brady Schultz, so Charlie Von Dreiger is going to check back into the ball game for the Crusaders. We're all knotted at 48-48, 5:14 to go. Go right into Van Rigemorter, and he's going to be fouled by Sean Schaefer going up for two. And
is anybody better than doing those kind of plays in Sioux County teams?
No.
You know, you turn your back, you don't have your eyes, you don't see ball, and they sneak one in there.
I mean, you just do not want to foul this young man. He's a nearly 90% free throw shooter as he knocks that one down. He's a perfect 5 for 5 on the night. He's got 26 for Western Christian. He's a one-man wrecking crew as he gets the second one to fall. That lead now goes to 2, 50-48, Western Christian. We're 3 minutes into quarter number four. Here comes Matt Knoll bringing it up. Kicks it right wing, Chamberlain up high. Schaefer running a little motion offense here, trying to find somebody inside. Quinn's got a mismatch in there, and he catches it and spins. Great job of collecting himself and getting the finish. 50-50.
Absolutely. And fouls on Van Rigemorter, Coach. What do you got? Three?
Just two. Carson Moret working inside, kicks it out. Halbert thought about the three, didn't shoot it. A near steal, gamble by Matt. They go inside, battle for the rebound, missed shot. They got Moret with a point blank shot, missed it. Here come the Crusaders now with a chance to take the lead as we near the midpoint of quarter number four.
Got the high low there.
And we got it, and we got the finish. We got the lead.
Yeah, at some point, I think Van Rigemorter is going to have to go back on to Noel or Hahn if you're Western.
23 points now from
Matt
Noel.
Olson, excuse me.
Van Rigemorter gets cut off. Open three, good. Caleb Dalma, we know the Dalmas can shoot. He knocks that three down. Western Christian reclaims the lead, 53-52. We're under 4 minutes left in the ball game. There's a sloppy pass. It's going to be a breakaway for Harberts as he's getting loose there. And that's going to bring a timeout by Matt Hahn as the Western Christian has stretched this lead to 55-52. We're going to take it back to the studio for a timeout. When we come back, 3:37 remains. Western Christian 55, Heeland 52.
Hi, this is Nick Hegarty, president of Prime Bank in Sioux City and 1996 graduate of Heeland High School, along with Dave Hegarty, senior vice president and 2002 graduate. Prime Bank is proud to be a supporter of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heeland Athletics. For over 127 years, Prime Bank has been committed to the communities we serve. As a community bank, we take pride in supporting educational and extracurricular opportunities that help students reach their potential. At Prime Bank, we want the same for you. Make Prime Bank the first choice for your financial needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. We've got a great one brewing here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Western Christian in a back-and-forth game leads Heeland 55-52 with 3:37 to go here in your ball game. This is a pair of undefeated teams that are both highly ranked within their classes, and really, and especially in the second half, Tom, they've kind of showed their merit.
Well, absolutely, and it's been, you know, the big timers for both teams stepping up. Reagan Mortar for Western and Matt Knoll for the Crusaders, and 3:35 left here. Anybody's game.
Crusaders trail by a three-point bucket here, 55-52. Crusaders with the ball, attacking the basket just to the right of us. Brady Schultz now back in the game with four fouls. Chamberlain's got a clear out on the right side, decides not to take advantage of it. They swing it over to Schultz. Schultz takes it back inside to Knoll. Knoll gets a lot of attention on the baseline. 7 seconds left on the shot clock. Quinn Olson might have to do something special here, as we're down to just 2 seconds. Quinn backs off, and we're going to get a turnover.
Yeah, shifted pivot feet on that deal. And
St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank are your premier sponsors for quarter number four, along with Five Star Awards and more. Greenville Pharmacy, Her Health Women's Center, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, and Jimmy John's. Here comes Western now. Big defensive possession here for the Crusaders.
Well, next foul, we'll put Western at the line for two free throws. Harvard, the rest of the way.
Harvard's kick, tries to kick it inside. They nearly throw it away, but Dalma. And we're going to see Dalma at the line.
Hold on Dalma.
I think they called it on Quinn.
I think they called it on Dalma. They called that on Quinn?
Yeah. Wow.
I thought Quinn had stolen it and was grabbed after the steal.
Dalma on the year is a perfect 100%, 4-for-4 from the free throw line. He'll shoot two. Dalma a minute ago just hit a huge three, and he's going to get two free throws here to try and stretch that lead. It's 55-52. Caleb Dalma, first one is in and out. He'll get one more. Plenty of time left, 2:45 to go here in your fourth quarter. Crusaders trail by 3, 55-52. This game was tied at half, tied after three. Yes, he missed both of them. Two big misses there.
They call that the foul don't lie, or the rim don't lie. Somebody don't lie.
Here we go. Crusaders with the ball now. Schultz kicks it left wing. They go right inside to Bo Chamberlain. Bo spins. Nothing going on there. Good defense by Western. He's going to bring it back outside. Schaefer thought about the three, steps away, shoots the three.
Whoa, where'd that shot come from?
My goodness. Sean Schaefer, and there's a steal by the Crusaders. We're tied at 55. Crusaders with the ball. 2:15 to go here in quarter number four. Crusaders with a chance to grab the lead back. It's been a seesaw affair here in the second half. Quinn Olson with the ball up high, kicks it over to Knoll. Backdoor cut to Brady. And the Crusaders turn it over. Got a little out of control. Now they've got numbers. They're going to take a Euro step. A nice defense by Quinn Olson.
Yeah.
Coach Kaiser is wondering how that was not a foul call. My goodness.
Hey, you know what? Both sides right here, you got to let them play a little bit.
And I like the fact the refs are kind of letting the coaches
vent
a little. You always appreciated that, Tom.
I never been.
Oh, my goodness. Another fall asleep on the inbound is... They kick it right inside.
That's twice it's happened to us. It's burned us.
And it's going to put Tyler Mantle to the line to shoot a pair there. I believe that foul's going to be whistled on Quinn Olson. And that's Quinn's fourth, I believe. And that's a big one here. Mantle at the line is a 30% free throw shooter on the year, 3-for-10. So maybe that becomes a strategy for you.
Right.
If he misses that one. Three big misses in a row for Western Christian from the line. And Schaefer, the old delay of the game by retying your tennis shoe. That's a stellar senior move right there.
Yeah.
And second free throw now yet to come for Tyler Mantle. He has a chance to put Western back on top. 56-55 with a make. 1:48 left in the ball game. Second free throw's good. Here come the Crusaders, down one, 56-55, minute 45 left on the Security National Bank scoreboard. I would expect this is going to be Matt Knoll's time.
Matt or Quinn Olson, I think you're going to get, well, they're trying to get Matt posted up down low. And
Olson with the ball, right wing.
Now Western with only two fouls.
Matt lifts.
Whoa! Big shot, Matt Knoll.
58-56, 1:22 to go. Van Riggenmorter now, he drops it inside. They kick it back outside. Open three. Matt challenges. He makes it. My goodness. Carson Moret.
We're talking a little smack here. That was Carson said, hey, I got you one, too, because they're guarding each other.
59-58. 1 minute left in this ball game. Crusaders trail by one. They've got the ball. They get it over to into Matt Knoll. Matt contact, and he's going to go to the line. That's going to be a foul whistled on Ben Riggermorter. So Crusaders now at the free throw line with a chance to reclaim the lead. It'll be two for Matt Knoll. Matt with 26 on the night. Van Riggemorter with 27, I believe.
Van Riggemorter's been very, very quiet this quarter, though, Coach.
Knoll's first free throw's off the mark. He's going to get one more here. A make here will tie the ball game. Crusaders trail by one, 59-58. Big thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight. It's been well worth a listen. Yeah, that second free throw is off the mark there. Two big misses there. Rebound by Harberts.
I'd be surprised if Van Riggemorter is not the man that shoots this next shot.
He takes it to the hole and gets a layup. Yeah.
Three-point lead. Western with three team fouls. Again,
So what you got left, setting the scenario for you, 37.9 seconds left on the game clock, 31 on the shot clock. Crusaders trail by three, 61-58. You know, Tom, you really don't need the three right now, obviously. We might think, right, well, you need it to tie, but a quick two is.
I think sometimes people forget that when you got an advantage inside, you've got a very good chance of getting an and one, the old conventional old three-point play.
Tonight's fourth quarter has been brought to you tonight by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, along with Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Big congratulations to all you Husker fans out there tonight. The volleyball team swept Pittsburgh to get to the national finals on Sunday. Always fun for the Big Red.
Coach, your Husker's going to get that quarterback?
Rayola?
Yeah.
I think so.
I'm just curious why he wouldn't go to Georgia and pick Nebraska. He fall and hit his head somewhere? And he must have.
And Georgia recruited a couple other
pretty good
players. Here we go. Crusaders with the ball. They inbound. Again, shot clock's not a situation here. Crusaders down three. Don't need a three, but may very likely take it as Matt Knoll drives and gets the ball stripped and stolen, and now the Crusaders have to foul in the backcourt as Ushan Harberts is going to go to line to shoot a pair there. One of those situations now with the new rule changes with the five fouls that every foul in this situation is going to be two. 23 seconds left.
He's only 3 for 5 from the line on the year. Again, I'm not a fan of the rule as he misses the first one. There's parts of it I like, I should say that, but I just think that the old one-on-one bonus thing is...
You like the pressure element.
I do. I miss that pressure element.
Harberts hits that second one. That's a big one. It's a two-possession game here with 23 seconds to go. Crusaders need a quick score here as Quinn brings it up. Schaefer, corner, three. It's up and good.
And good.
Timeout.
Sean Schaefer, I'll tell you what, that young man has hit some big shots tonight.
12 points tonight for Schaefer. Crusaders trail by just one, 62-61. 16.8 seconds to go. Dean of Students, Bobby Michelson, is advising the officials down there in the corner.
He's a softball player.
Absolutely. It's not his first go around in pressure athletics. And they're going to come out of the timeout here. Timeouts remaining. Looks like Western's got three. Crusaders still with one. Expected a quick trap, if not a quick foul here. This is where you really want to make sure that number 24 doesn't... an interesting setup.
They're doing the five out inbound.
You want to double team 24. You don't want him to catch the ball here. You want to foul him. They're having a hard time. They got to foul quickly.
And now that we wasted too much time, I think.
Finally, they get the foul with 7.6 seconds to go. I'm not sure.
But the good thing is we kept it out of Van Regemorter's hands. And Dauma just went and missed two free throws there not long ago. So
still time with 7.6 seconds to go. Caleb Dauma is going to go to the line to shoot a pair. As Tom said, even if he makes both of them, it's still going to be a three-point game. Crusaders going to have an opportunity here. Dauma's first free throw is good. 63-61.
It's going to be interesting. If he makes this,
you foul probably.
If you're Western, you foul.
And Western's only got three fouls, so they've got one to waste here. Dauma's second free throw is good as well. So two big free throws there by Caleb Dauma. And now Western Christian's going to talk about their strategy with up three. They've got a foul to waste and still a three-point lead. So that doesn't play well for the Crusaders here with 7.6 seconds to go. We're going to take it back to studio for a quick 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have tonight's exciting conclusion to a great ball game.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth-degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey-trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Welcome back, everybody. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Luis Torres back at the studio. Thanks, Luis, for another nice night of work back there. 7.6 seconds to go. Crusaders have the ball. They trail by three. Western Christian's going to pick up full pressure. Expect a quick foul here by Western Christian. They've got a foul to give as they get it to Matt Knoll, and he's not going to. They're going to let him shoot the three. Schaefer with a wild three, That's going to end the ball game there. So Western chooses not to foul.
Wow.
And
we got the guy, Sean Schaefer, he'd been big, hit some big shots, but what a classic matchup of two really good teams.
So Western kind of returns the favor from last year where the Crusaders went into a hole and beat them. Western comes down. It's a good Western Christian basketball team once again, and we had a great one tonight. Crusaders get their first loss of the year as they lose to Western Christian 64-61. Crusaders have got to kind of put this in the rearview mirror because they got to turn around tomorrow night and play a very good team down at the Tyson Event Center from Caledonia, Minnesota. So once again, your final tonight from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, it's Western Christian 64, Bishop Heelan 61. Team split, the girls won the first one, the boys go down to Western Christian in the second. We'll be right back with our post-game show right after a word from some of our great sponsors. It's Bishop Heelan basketball on this Thursday night from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. We'll be right back.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long, has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Basketball Postgame Show, brought to you by our premier sponsor, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, our other postgame sponsors, Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. And girls win the first one big, and the boys fall in the nightcap in a great ball game as Western Christian prevails 64-61 in a game that the Crusaders led 19-12 after one, tied at half, tied after three, and tied with just a little over a minute left in the ball game. But Western Christian was too much at the end, largely behind the efforts of Caden Van Riggemorter, as they win 64-61. You saw two outstanding individual efforts from Van Riggemorter and Matt Knoll, not quite enough firepower for the Crusaders.
No, and then, you know, we talk about this. We need to get it. Need some more balance. Some things we just need to improve on. Just, I think, offensively, to get more flow, more motion, and to get more guys involved.
Well, Tom, you had to like the way both these teams answered the call.
Oh.
I mean, you know, you come out at the start of the third quarter, Crusaders go on a 10-0 run. Western comes back with a 10-0 run. Western had a chance a couple times to pull away, and then Crusaders answered. Western would answer.
Yeah.
It's a game you hoped you'd see. It's a December game that's going to help both these teams all the way through the course of the season.
Correct. And Crusaders, no time to rest, as tomorrow night we'll have Caledonia down at the Tyson Event Center in the Baumgars Classic, and Caledonia is going to bring a heck of a good team to town.
Well, and they typically will have really good size in Caledonia, but so the Crusaders really have to put this, learn their lessons, and put this in the rearview mirror and try and bounce back tomorrow night. Again, we will not have coverage of the weekend ball games tomorrow night or on Saturday. We'll be back on the air Tuesday as the Crusaders travel to West High, and that'll close the pre-Christmas part of the schedule for both our boys and girls. And it's been a good start to the season for both of them. The Crusaders disappointed with the loss tonight, but certainly showed that they can play with some of the very best teams, especially here in Northwest Iowa, if not the rest of the state in 3A. So Crusaders fall 64-61. Tom, really?
Well,
you know, you never want to walk into that locker room having lost the ball game, but you got to take the positives, and there were a lot of positives to take out of this game, I think, for both these teams.
Yeah, I think so. For Heelan, Sean Schaefer really stepped up, hit some big shots when he needed to. We saw
Bo start had that little run.
We need to get Bo more involved in the offense, and I think part of that with Bo is I think he needs to attack the basket more. Dribbling laterally, I like to see Bo just kind of put his head down, kind of like Matt does, and attack that basket and put the pressure on the defense more to defend at the drive.
For the Crusaders, Matt Knoll, another big night, 26 points, 12 points for Quinn Olson, 12 points for Sean Schaefer, 2 for Bork, 6 for Bo Chamberlain, and 3 for Charlie Von Drager. For Western Christian, a big night for Caden Van Riggemorter, the All-State junior, 29 points for him, 12 for Carson Moret, 9 for Urchin Harberts, and 8 for Dalma, including 2 big free throws at the end for Dalma as Western Christian wins the ballgame 64-61. So a split tonight. The girls prevail in the opener 68-42. The guys fall in the nightcap 64-61. Again, you've been listening to the Knights of Columbus postgame show. Our Knights of Columbus agents, Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sentions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lalo with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Again, a split tonight from here in the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Once again, a big thanks to all of you who tuned in to listen tonight. We hope you enjoyed it as much as we did. As always, we hope that you all have a great weekend, Thursday night. So we got a long weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. If you have any chance at all to get out and see those games tomorrow and Saturday, some great ball down in the Baumgars invite at the Tyson Event Center. Please take every opportunity you can to see these two outstanding Crusader teams in person. So for Lewis Torres back at the studio, and Tom Betts with me. I'm Bob Gary. Big thanks to all of you. Please support our fine sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. And, of course, listen to the great programming that takes place each and every day on Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial. As we hit this Advent season and move toward Christmas, so much great spiritual programming that takes place on Catholic Radio. Take an opportunity to listen to that as you build on your faith in this special time of year. So for Tom and I, big thanks to all of you who tuned in tonight once again. Again, it's a split here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Good night, God bless, and have a very safe weekend. Good night.
Central Bank, Sioux City, and Storm.